Okay, people, pay attention.
Now it's time for me to get out of here and do my day job, White House correspondent.
Are you fancy, huh?
It's April Ryan.
Yeah, she's fancy, huh? April Ryan is the White House correspondent for the American Urban Radio Networks and going out of 2015 with a bang. Congratulations. I understand you have an NAACP Image Award nomination there, April.
Congratulations.
Yes, thanks. Outstanding literary work. Debut author for the book, The Presidency in Black White. I'm so excited.
You should be.
But you know, thank you. Yeah, 2015 was a great year. But
yeah,
with
say that title again a little slower.
The presidency in Black and White. My up close view of three presidents and race in America. All right, now, thanks, God.
Damon's mind's on other things, April. Proceed.
Okay. Moving on. We've got a pastor on the line. Stop, Damon. Okay. With us this morning is civil rights leader and Pastor Jamal Bryant of Baltimore's Empowerment Temple to help us put the past of 2015 in perspective, as well as look forward to 2016. Good morning, Pastor Bryant.
Good morning, April. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Pastor.
Morning, Pastor.
Well, Pastor Bryant, we saw a 2015 with a lot of hurt in the Black community, and we're ending the year with the grand jury not charging the officers in the Tamir Rice fatal shooting, and we go into 2016 looking at cases that still have yet to be resolved from 2015 on issues like this. How do we heal coming out of 2015 going into 2016?
I think that 2015 was the year of law and disorder, that we saw that a whole lot of chaos was taking place even while we were respectable. But I think that Black Lives Matter really opened up for us not a moment but a movement of what needs to happen when you are consistent and focused. As bad as things are, this year you learned that being Black in America can be a real threat, but no matter how bad it is, there was somebody white in Spokane who wanted to be like us. It didn't matter how bad things got, that people wanted to block you from your job, but Loretta Lynch still became the first Black woman to become Attorney General. No matter how bad things got in Baltimore, it was not just an uprising, but it was an awakening for a generation that many people thought were discounted. In Chicago, they waited a whole year and understood that though the visionary weighed on it, and now a mayor who was comfortable has his seat in jeopardy. We didn't see anything happen for Sandra Bland, didn't see a trial conviction for Freddie Gray. We didn't see a conviction for Tamir Rice, but I came on Tom Joyner to read a list of indictments. So I don't know how much time I got. I want to go real quick on the indictments because
Black people didn't get in it.
We got an indictment for 100 Black preachers guilty of fraud for drinking too much communion endorsing Donald Trump, who did not give any policy, didn't give any procedure or any politics for why it is the Black American community can get behind him outside of having a reality show.
Come on.
We find guilty
yes.
Tom Joyner for being a consistent voice for Black people that entertainment can be a level of empowerment.
Yeah, no,
we find guilty the football team of Mizzou, who in fact stands as the legacy of Jim Brown, even in the backdrop of Will Smith showing concussion, that so many Black football players have injured their bodies but have not in fact lost their minds, for these athletes to step up and say, we'll risk our scholarship in order for our campus to be free. Mm. We find guilty the Black community who has found that there is, in fact, a mattress and a trampoline at the bottom of the pit. Because no matter how bad it's gotten in 2015, in the words of Maya Angelou, still we rise. Mm. So I want to say to all of you, you are called by God not to be a jury.
Come
you
on.
Are called by God to be a witness.
Come on.
And because we are a witness in 2016, you are getting ready to see the worst is behind, the best is yet to come. God is still in charge, and Donald Trump won't be president.
Come on.
Thank you, April, for giving me this opportunity.
That's a play on words for you.
I told you, you'll be in the bed, you will jump over a pew. All right. Well, Pastor Bryant, I just want to say this, the last thing. We are in 2016 electing a new president. We've seen two terms of President Barack Obama. Yeah. You know, the air is going to be let out of the balloon. You either love to love Obama or you love to hate President Obama. What do you feel is going to happen for the Black community and the community at large when we elect a new president?
I think it's going to be a maturation for our community, because we will not be electing personality, we'll be electing principle. In 2008 and in 2012, the black community single-handedly delivered a Democratic president. At this point, we don't have anybody who looks like us, who is a real serious contender. That while Ben Carson is a brilliant man, he's great for the operating room, but not for the Oval Office.
Come on.
So when we go to the electoral office, the other O, when we go to the polls, this time we're going to be voting on terms of three things. One is black dollars matter. Where are we in terms of raising up capital and entrepreneurship? Black minds matter. What are we doing to save HBCUs and raise the standards of public schools? And the last one is Black Lives Matter.
Come on.
In terms of mass incarceration, racial profiling,
yes,
and seeing that blue seems to be the new black, because they can get away with breaking the law and still see
Ooh.
No penalty.
Preach, preacher.
Ooh.
Ooh, all I
got to
say,
that
Pastor.
Okay, that was dear. I'm going to say hallelujah. Anyway. Can I hear another little voice in the wind?
Yes.
Okay.
Come on now.
This is a TJMS.
Hold my mule, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
He heard my cry. Jesus wept it. He's
Y'all
still weeping.
Y'all becoming a deacon board right now. Y'all are a deacon board right now. I'm giving all of y'all
deacons and deaconesses.
Yes.
Oh,
hell.
Y'all going to make me speak in tongues around here. You better stop playing.
What is it?
I'll pay money to you.
Mama say, Mama sama makusa.
Oh, man. Major salutes to you, Pastor. That was incredible. Thank you, Pastor Brian. Have a great 2016. Thank you, April Ryan. And we will talk to you in the new year, April.
Yes, guys.
Happy New Year.
New Year. All right. Front row.
Thank you, Pastor Brian.
Sitting on that front pew this morning. I
yes,
like
sir.
That.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Damon been trying to sing all morning.